The context of this lesson is that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save the entire world. Now, the world that Christ was born into was a world that had a division. Listen carefully. It was divided religiously into Gentiles and Jews. Jews were God's chosen people. The Gentiles were non-Jews. So there were only two divisions. Two. Write that down, you know. How many divisions we had? Two. We had two divisions religiously. That was the major, that was the world that Christ came into. A world of two, of a division. We want to say this morning, was Christianity comfortable with that? Was those two to remain? Did God want two? If we say no, we'll have to see this morning, how many does he want? Because if he was not satisfied with two, we're going to see this morning that God did not want two. God wanted to bring the Jews and the Gentiles into one body. So it's no longer two that God wants. This represents the will of God. He wants what? One. One body. So you may ask yourself, since there was Jew and Gentile, why God didn't allow a church for the Jews and a church for the Gentiles? No. He only wants how many bodies, church? One body. Not two, but one body. So that is the essence of this morning's lesson. Another essence is this. Some people say that St. Paul said, everybody, every man in his own what? Order. Have you heard that before? That they say that St. Paul said, every man in his own order. Did St. Paul say that? So, that's the second thing we need to address this morning. Now, for the title of the lesson. The title of the lesson is, what did the Apostle Paul say about the unity of the church? What did the Apostle Paul say about the unity of the church? Yes. So, when Paul spoke in the New Testament, you know, a lot of the Christians were not for Paul. They felt Paul was not really, truly an apostle of Jesus Christ. So we have to address that this morning. Because human beings, you know, as human beings, you know, Sister Mavis, we have a tendency to want to crucify the messenger and to downplay the message that the messenger brings. So the Apostle Paul was a messenger. And people in his time, Brother Bean, wanted to just to chastise or to criticize Paul. To this day, we have people criticizing Paul. To say that Paul did not like women, Paul did not like this, Paul did not like, I'm sure you have heard it before. And that what Paul is saying, you know, Paul is just his own opinion, and so on. So this morning, we need to see where Paul got his message from. Very important, though. Where did Paul get his message from? And did Paul support people religiously, having different views, having different churches? You know I'm playing. Having different views, having different churches. Did the Apostle Paul support denominations? That is what we have to see this morning. In our main text, Paul is speaking to King Agrippa. And Paul is telling King Agrippa how he came to be converted. Let us go to that passage now. Acts chapter 26. We'll be reading from verse 12 through to verse 18. Verse 12 says, everybody turn to your Bible. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest. So right here in our church, we saw that Paul was acting on the authority of the chief priest. He wasn't on the authority of Christ at that time. He was actually against Christ. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journey with me. Verse 14. And we all fell to the earth, Brother Vivian. All fell to the earth. And he heard what? A voice. He heard a voice. And it was an ordinary voice, church. It wasn't the voice of an ordinary human being. The voice was saying unto him in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. Of course, Paul went to want to find out who is talking to me. Paul realized though it must be somebody of authority. And the authority is far above the authority he was under with the chief priest, because he addressed the person as Lord. So he said, I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am what? Jesus, whom you persecuted. So Jesus, no church, follow me, no, follow me, don't get lost. Jesus is going to give the Apostle Paul a very important message. Very important message. Remember, the world was divided into how many religions? Two. In God's sight. Yeah, many religions, but in God's sight, there was a Jew and what? Gentile. Two. And Christ now come to give Paul a very important message, Brother Vivian. Vital message. Very vital message. He says, I am Jesus who you persecuted. Look at verse 16. Everybody look at verse 16. But rise and stand upon your feet. For I have appeared unto you for what? This purpose. So Christ is going to let Paul become a what? An apostle. For this purpose, to make you a what? A minister. Is that in your Bible, church? To make the Apostle Paul a minister and a witness of these things which you have seen. Don't miss this now. And of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Christ is saying, Paul, I'm going to make you an apostle. And I'm going to let you see things that is going to happen. I'm going to reveal truth to you. The truth that I'm going to reveal to you, is it coming from man? Talk to me, church. Is it coming from man? No. It's coming from Jesus Christ himself. A very important message, because God is looking at the world and God says, no. This division of what? How many people division? Two. Jews and Gentiles. God is saying, Paul, I'm going to ask your assistance to deal with this. So I'm giving you a mission. I'm going to reveal things to you now, and I'm going to still continue to reveal things to you. That's what he says to him, you know. Verse 17, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send you. So Christ is sending Apostle Paul to which religion? To which set of people? The Gentiles. Remember, there were two divisions. Jews and Gentiles. How many divisions? Two. Don't forget, two. And Christ is going to send Paul to one of these divisions. He's going to send Paul not to the Jews, no, but he's sending Paul to the Gentiles. Because Christ has this thing in his mind long time ago. Because Christ said long time ago, other sheep I have, which are not of this what? Fold. We didn't talk about denominations. Other sheep I have, which are not of this what? Fold. Them also I must what? bring that day we should have many churches. That's what he said. Not true? He didn't say that. Turn your Bibles quickly for me to John chapter 10 and verse 16. Why don't you read that for me, please? John chapter 10 and verse 16. Quickly.
And other sheep I have.
Hold on now. Other sheep I have. Remember, how many religious in that world? How many? Two. So Christ is saying, I have the Jewish people, but there are other sheep I have. And these sheep now are the who? The Gentiles. Read.
Which are not of this fold.
There are no, currently, they are not in this fold of people that I have. Continue.
Them also I must bring.
I must bring them. Yes.
And they shall hear my voice.
And they shall hear my voice. When you bring these people, they are not going to listen to whose voice? Christ's voice. Because the sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. No, sir? Continue.
And there shall be one fold.
How many fold?
One.
That was Christ's. That was on Christ's mind from long time. That he doesn't want to have how many? Two. He only wants to have what? One fold. He said, them also I must bring. And they are going to come into one fold. So let's get back now to Acts. So he says now in Acts that he's talking to Paul now. Am I correct, church? He's talking to Paul now, and he says to Paul, I am going to send you to the who? The Gentiles. Look at verse again, verse 17. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. I'm going to send it to the Gentiles. Verse 18. Read verse 18 for me. What is he going to do with the Gentiles? Quickly.
To open their eyes.
Stop. To open their eyes. So Paul's mission is to open the eyes of the Gentiles. Follow me? To open their eyes. What else is he going to do?
And to turn them from
to turn them
from darkness.
To turn them from darkness, yes?
To light.
To light. Am I correct, church? To turn them from darkness to light, yes?
And from the power of Satan unto
to
God.
To turn them from the power of Satan to
unto
what?
God. Unto God.
To God. So that means when they were in the world, they didn't belong to God. When they were in the world, they were blind. So God did not want that because God sent his son to save the entire world. But the world was divided into two, Jews and Gentiles. God doesn't want that anymore. He wants one fold. Follow me now, one fold. To turn them from power of Satan to God. What else? What else? Read.
That they may receive forgiveness of sins.
You are going to receive what now?
Forgiveness of sins.
That they receive forgiveness of sins. Continue.
And inheritance among them which are sanctified.
And they will get an inheritance. And all of this is going to be accomplished in how many folds?
One fold.
One fold. Them also I must what? Bring. And there shall be how many folds? One fold. That is spiritual learning. But we are born into a world where we see all different types of folds. But we can't depend on our observation to determine God's truth. We go to revelation, not observation. Because you're born into a world, if you are born into a different country, and you observe certain things, you accept that tradition of those countries. But doesn't mean it is right. So we can't just observe and say, okay, we have Baptist, we have Anglican, we have Catholic. Oh, it's okay. We have to go to Revelation to see what God really wanted. God wanted one fold. Because he said, them also I must bring, must show now that it is so vital that he used the word he must bring them. There's no option. They must come into only one fold. One fold. So that is what Paul's mission was. People who doubted Paul's mission, Paul had to keep telling them that he's an apostle of Jesus Christ. Look at Galatians 1:1. Turn to Galatians 1 verse 1 for me. Paul, everybody find it? Paul is who? An apostle. Paul is an apostle. Not of what? Men. Neither by man, but by who? Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. So whatever Paul says is vital. Why do we know that? Because he says he's a what? An apostle, not of man, but of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ told him what to do, Brother Vivian. Jesus Christ said it. Let's look at the board, everybody. Read it for me, Brother Vivian. To open their what? The eyes of who? The Gentiles. To turn them from what? Darkness to what? Light. To turn them from the power of Satan to God. That they receive what? Forgiveness of sins. Inheritance in one fold. It's not possible to be in more than one fold. Because Christ himself said, I must bring them into the one fold. It is vital that they bring. That's why Christ now gave Paul the mission in Acts chapter 26. And that's why Paul says, I am an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by who? Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Paul said, okay, you're not satisfied with that. I'll give you a next one. Galatians 1, 11 to 12. Everybody turn to it. Galatians 1, 11 to 12, verse 11. But I certify, I what? Everybody have it in the Bible? I what? Certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Paul is so all the while adamant to say that what he's preaching. Why is he so adamant? Because he know that people like to follow their own views over a period of time. So Christ is saying, Paul is saying, it is not after man. For I neither received it of man. Is that in your Bible? Is it in your Mavis? Neither I received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the what? Revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul received revelation. Christ knocked him down on the road to Damascus, giving him first one. Right? I continue to give him revelation, sister, as to the one church, the one fold. Them also I must bring. And there shall be how many folds? One fold. I like repetition, you know, okay? Repetition, they get into you. Yes. Paul claimed for himself apostleship, brother Michael. Peter also says Paul is an apostle of Jesus Christ. Listen, Peter, in 2 Peter 3, 15 to 16. 2 Peter 3, 15 to 16, verse 15. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, had written unto you. Who gave Paul wisdom? Christ. Because he said he did not get it from any what? From any man. He got it from Christ. So we can't use observation to determine truth. We can't use just our own wisdom. We have to use the revelation of God. That's the only way we know that we are in the one fold. Because Christ said, everybody must be in the one fold. He doesn't want how many? Two. All he wants is what? One fold. Come into that verse with a mic. How many he does not want? Does he want three? Does he want four? Does he want 500? How many he wants? That's the Bible. Not me, the Bible. Because he says he must bring them into the one fold. That's why he called for the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul said, I don't get it from any man. I don't get it from man. Peter says, look at verse 16 now. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which are some things hard to be what? Understood. Which they that unlearn and unstable rest, as they do also the other what? Scriptures. So Peter accept that Paul is writing scripture. Follow me? And to their own destruction. So we now see, that Christ is very, one of the most important missions for Christ's church is that he brought this world of Gentiles and Jews into one fold. He said, I must bring them into one fold. He gave the Apostle Paul the commission, Sister Clooney, that the Apostle Paul is going to go to the what? Gentiles. So how can we say, how can people say that St. Paul said, St. Paul said, every man is one what? Order. Are they telling truth on St. Paul? Are they misunderstanding St. Paul? Did St. Paul say anything remotely like that? Remotely like that? They say St. Paul say, every man to his own order. When they want to accept the world of denominations, say it doesn't matter. One church is as good as another. Remember, you know, Christ said, I must bring them into one what? Fold. So one church can't be as good as another when he said, I must bring them into one fold. But they are saying now, to overthrow that now, Vivian, they are saying, St. Paul said, every man to his own order. Did St. Paul say that? Church, did St. Paul say every man to his own order? As to suggest then that, okay, you can do your one thing, I can do my one thing, because St. Paul said every man to his own order. St. Paul said no such thing. We have to see what did St. Paul say. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15 for me, everybody. Turn your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 50. Did St. Paul say everybody to his word order? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12. We want to see in this passage, did he remotely say anything about anybody having their own opinion? We're looking at that in a second. When we go to the passage, we want to see if he's saying anything like, okay, you can have your doctrine and I can have my doctrine. So we're looking for things like that. Verse 12. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Verse 12, now we can see the context of church. He's speaking about the what? Resurrection of the dead. Is he talking about different opinion, church? Do you see that there? Talk to me, church. I hear what one person said no. And I'm satisfied with that. In this verse, do you see anything about opinion there? No. What we see there is resurrection of the dead. So the context is dealing with resurrection, not with people having different views. Let's continue. In verse 13. Perhaps you might find it there in verse 13, Vivian. But if there be no what? resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not what? Anything about different opinion is there? No. 14. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and our faith is also what? Vain. Anything about different opinion? No. 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Anything about different opinion is there? No. 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I don't see no different opinion all now. Verse 23. Read that now for me, Brother Rakai or Brother Chad. Verse 23. Let us see if anything in there about different opinion. Read for me. Quick man. But every man in his own what?
Order.
Christ every, did he say every man to his own order? No. Preposition important, you know. He didn't say everybody to his own order. So that's a lie about St. Paul. St. Paul never said everybody to his own order to say you have your own opinion. St. Paul said everybody in his own order relating to the what? Different opinion? Related to what then? The resurrection. That's what he was talking about. The resurrection. He was not talking about people in different, having different opinion or any such thing. Nothing like that. There's another version of the Bible that says, but each in turn, I think it's the NIV, but each in turn, so it render everybody in his own order, to each in turn. That's how the resurrection is going to take place. It's not talking about opinion. Nothing like that. Verse 24. Then come at the end, when he shall have received up the kingdom to God. Delivered up the kingdom to God. Even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. It was not talking about, St. Paul never said everybody to his what? Own order. Never once said that. In fact, St. Paul said the complete opposite of that. St. Paul, anywhere is St. Paul talking about, he always talked, the mission that Christ gave him to bring everybody into how many folds? One fold. St. Paul always talked about the one fold. We shall now see that. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Everybody turn to it for me, please. Ephesians 2, 11. Wherefore, remember, he's talking to the Gentiles here now, and they are now in the fold. Where are they now? They are in the one fold. Wherefore, remember, that you in time past were Gentiles in the what? Flesh. Who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. That at that time, these Gentiles were without who? Without God. They were without Christ. They were aliens from the covenant of Israel. They were strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's what they were. But look at 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, where are they located, church? They are where? They are in Christ Jesus. But Christ says, I must bring them into one fold. So if they are in Christ Jesus, they are in the one fold. Christ is not going to be going around looking, okay, I'm going to put you over here in this fold. Can you look like a good Anglican? You look like a Catholic. I'm going to put you into that fold over there. No. It don't work like that. Let's get back to the spiritualness of the Bible. Let's not look on what we see around us. What you see around us can deceive you, you know, easily deceive us. Let us see what the Bible really teaches. So they are in Christ Jesus now, and they are in the one fold. Let us see if they're really in the one fold. But knowing Christ Jesus, you are sometimes more far off and made nigh by the blood of Christ. For is our peace what made what? Both. Who is the both here? The Jews and the? He has made both what? 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 500? He has made both what? This is what the Bible teaches. He has made both into one. He has made both one. He has broken down the middle wall of partition that was between us. Because God and Christ never want two. They want how many? One. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Verse 16, don't forget, other sheep I have, which are not of what? This fold, them also I must bring. When I bring them, I'm going to open their eyes. I'm going to turn them from darkness to light. I'm going to turn them from the power of Satan to God. They're going to receive what? Forgiveness of sins. And they're going to receive inheritance. In how many folds? One. In one fold. He said it in 16 also. Paul is saying, and that he might reconcile. Read that one for me, Chad, or verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 2. Read that, verse 16 for me.
And that he might reconcile
both. He might reconcile what? Both.
Unto God.
Reconcile me what? Bringing together. So that they can get all of these blessings. He's going to reconcile both.
Unto God.
Unto God in about 500 different bodies.
In one body.
It no matter. Well, you call yourself. One church is as good as another. 4 or 5 or 10, not really matter. We all serve God, not really matter. Did the passage say that? Read it again for me, Chad. I'm sure it said that.
And that he might reconcile both unto
the God into 500 churches.
In one body.
Into one body.
By the cross.
By the cross.
Having slain the enmity thereby.
Stop. So we know that he reconciled both unto God in one body. But what is his body or what is his fold? Ephesians 1 verse 22 tells us, brother Peart, and I put all things under his feet. Everybody turn to it for me, please. Turn to it. Ephesians 1 22. And I put all things under his what? Feet. And gave him to be the head. Christ is the head of not denominations. Christ is the head of the church he bought with his own blood, because Christ was Christ is not the author of confusion. Denominationalism by its very nature means confusion. Christ is not the head of confusion. So if you believe one is as good as the other and they are teaching different things, Christ is still not the head of that. Because he's not the head of confusion. He's the head of his church. Look at it. Ephesians 1:22. And had put all things under his what? Feet. And gave him to be the what? Head over what? Some things? It don't matter, man. You saw them talking. It don't matter what doctrine you... It don't really matter. Why does it serve God? But it says here, over all things to the church. Over some things in the church? Majority of things in the church? Not really matter? No. Over all things to the church, which is his what? So wherever we see body, we can say church. No, so? Yes, man. Wherever we see body, so go back now to verse 16, no, of the passage we had before. Listen to it carefully. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one what? One church. In one church. That's what the Apostle Paul preached. Paul never said, everybody to his one order, brother Bean. No such thing. The Apostle Paul said what Christ said. He must bring them in one fold. The Apostle Paul said they must reconcile into one church. One church. So that they can be, their eyes can be what? Open. They can turn from darkness to what? Light. From the power of Satan unto God. That they may receive forgiveness of what? Sins. And inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. All will be accomplished. All of this blessing will be accomplished in the one what? Body. So if you are somewhere else that have a man-made name, when I say man-made name, it did not originate from God. Remember St. Paul said, I did not receive it of man. Wherever you are, you must say to yourself, is it from God? Did the name come from God? Is practice, is it from God? You must have the same spirit like the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul says, it did not come from man. Follow me? So, all of the blessings here is in the one body. I want that soak in. All of these blessings here is only in the one body because Christ said he must bring them into the one body so they can get the blessings. It's not possible anywhere else. It don't matter if they call God's name 50 million times, jumping up and down. It's not possible anywhere else. No, Paul went further. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10 to 13. 1 Corinthians 1, 10 to 13. Paul says, no, I beseech, it talks about the oneness, the one fold. He's going to use another word. He's going to use the word same. Same. Say, not like you're one and you're talking different things. You're one and you're speaking the same thing. So he's going to talk about sameness now. So there is oneness and there is what? Sameness. Oneness and sameness, Brother Vivian. Now, I beg you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the what? The same thing. That's what St. Paul said. What did I say about Jesus? St. Paul said, we must speak the same thing. If you are uncomfortable with this, something is wrong because this is the will of God. You speak the same thing and that there be what? There must be a lot of division, man, like what we have now. That's what he said. I'm sure he said that. Because he said, St. Paul said, everybody just one order. So if St. Paul said, everybody just one order, then mean that, what about division? Did he say that really? No. And that there be what? Well, I need a board this time to write this word. I need a board to write this word. And that there be what? You like that? No? I underline it too. That there be what? No divisions. No denominations, because we must all speak the same thing. No denomination, church. No division, no denomination. No division among you. People say it is not possible to be perfectly. The Bible said no. Paul said it is possible. Because he's going to say, but that he be what? Perfectly joined together. It is possible to be perfectly joined together. It is possible if we go by the will of God. In the same what? Mind. Read it for me. The same what? Mind. Same again. Same mind. Same. When he says same mind, he means same way of thinking. We're on the same page. Have you ever used that term before? We're on the same page, man. Same what? Mind. Same mind. Not just one day, no, Vivian, but same. Same mind. And same what else? Same judgment. Same. Same mind, same judgment. So there is oneness and there is sameness. That's what God knows. That's why he said, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must what? Bring. So you have oneness and you have sameness. Because if you have confusion, that's Satan's world. Satan is a liar, he's a king of deception. So he likes confusion and lies and half-truths. So the only way to get away from him, you have to be in the same fold, you have to be in the one fold with the same mind. The one fold with the same mind, because Satan thrives under confusion. Division, that's what he likes. That's what he wants. Because if he has that, the man in the world that's looking for the truth, it's difficult for him to find it because there are so many different denominations. Verse 11. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Cleo, that there are contentions among you. Denomination is contentions. Now, this I say that every one of you said, I am of what? Paul. This is branding themselves now. I am of Paul. It's like you're saying, I am of a Catholic faith. I am of the Baptist faith. I am a Pentecostal. Where you get all these things from? Where did they come from? If you search the Bible from Genesis Revelation, you can't find them. You can't find these kinds of groups. Where did they come from? So Paul is cutting it in his bud right here now. It started to emerge and they want to say, I am of Paul. Another one says, I am of Apollos. Another one says, I am of Peter. Another one says, I am of Christ. But when they said those things, you know, they were still worshiping, you know. Oh, wow, that's so kid. When these people said, I am of Paul, they were still worshiping, you know. When they said, I am of the Apollos, they were not worshiping Satan, you know. They were still worshiping God, you know. When they said, I am of Cephas, they were still in church, you know. But Paul put a stop to that. Paul says, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Stop looking, stop using your eyes and observing the world around you and say, it's fine. Stop looking and say, okay, your church. Say, it must be fine, because it's church everywhere. But when you look at the Bible, is it fine? From the Bible standpoint, if he was not satisfied with two and only wanted one, how many denominations we have now? Thousands of them. That's thousands of confusion. And each of them saying, are they saying the same thing? They are saying different things. Does Satan enjoy that? Yes, Satan wants that confusion. That's why Christ says, I must bring them. That's why Paul says, you must speak the same thing. Look at Galatians, 1 Corinthians 12:12. For as the body is one, the body is how many? One. That's a spirit. And I'm talking about observation now. I'm talking spiritual. The church is one. But the church cannot be one talking different things. The church is one, the same things. Same things. For as the church is one, and that many members, and all the members of that one church, being many, are one church. Remember, I can't say church because the body is a church. No, sir? Verse 13. For by one spirit, I left out a very important part. Read verse 12 for me, Rakoi or Archive. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Everybody turn to it for me. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Quick. Don't take too long. For as the body is one and hath many what? Members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. Listen to this phrase now. What the phrase says. Read the phrase for me now. That last part.
Being many members.
Yes.
Are one body.
Yes.
So also is Christ.
Stop. So also is Christ. The oneness of Christianity. So also is Christ. You can't leave out that part. The way the church is one, so also is Christ. That's why Christ could say in John 17:22, turn to it, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be what? One, even as we are 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 one. The oneness of God. Denominationalism does not reflect the oneness of God. It reflects confusion and doubt and all kinds of miseries. It does not reflect the oneness of God. The one church reflects the oneness of God. Even, that's why it says, it had to say, so also is Christ. Look at verse 13. For by one Spirit, so much time the oneness of God, are we all baptized into how many bodies? One body, one church. Whether we are what? Jews or Gentile, we not have one church for Jew or one church for Gentile. They have to come into the one. Whether we are bond or free, they have to come into the one. Whether you're black or white, you have to come into the one. And have all been made to drink into what? How many spirits? One spirit. One. But no are there many members yet, but one church. Verse 20, the body is a church member. Now you are the what? The church of Christ and members in particular. So Paul, St. Paul never said everybody to his own order. St. Paul never said any such thing, Andrea. St. Paul preached the oneness of God. The oneness of the church. Everybody is in the one church, speaking the same thing. Anything different is contrary. We're going to look at that tonight. Anything different is contrary to the teaching. Anything different lead you, toss your ear to and fro. Look at that tonight. With every wind of what? Doctrine. There's no alternative truth. There's just deception and fables. So you have the truth, and then you have deception and fables. Because the Bible says Satan also have his ministers of righteousness. Where are they preaching? In churches. They don't understand the concept of the one church the Bible talk about. They don't. And the people in the world don't understand the concept of the one true church. There's one true church. The Bible talks about it. Amongst all the false churches, one true church. And it's only in that one true church that you can get this. Your eyes can be what? You are turned from darkness to what? You are turned from power of Satan to what? God. You receive what? Forgiveness of sins. And you have an inheritance. Only in the one true church that God talk about. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I may bring? No, them also I must bring, and there shall be one fold. Yes, that's what he's saying. And the glory, John 7:22, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. The only way you have the glory is when you are one. Yes. We looked at that some weeks ago when there was the COVID. In Christ's prayer, Christ talk about glory, 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 all the way in his prayer. And it's bound up with the oneness of God. that they may be one even as we are one. Do not chastise the messenger, as they did Paul. Don't put down the messenger. Look at the message. Did I come here this morning and say any lies at all? I may say something that you disagree with, because you may not have that knowledge yet. But hopefully, you'll want to talk to us some more. You may not understand everything, but hopefully, you'll want to talk to us some more. But I have not said one lie up here. I would have said a lie, though, if I said, St. Paul said, everybody to his own one. If I said that, this would be a lie. If I come up here and say, you know that people say, St. Paul said, everybody to his own order. And you know, I agree with that. Everybody to his own order. That would have been a lie. Because St. Paul said no such thing. St. Paul used words that were similar. But he said, everybody in his own order, he was talking about the resurrection. St. Paul said that we must all speak the same thing. So that's what St. Paul said. And St. Paul said that there's one body. St. Paul said that we are going to be reconciled into one church. That's what St. Paul said. St. Paul don't know Baptist and Anglican and Catholic and Pentecostal and Lutheran. And St. Paul knew no such thing. St. Paul only knew the body of Christ, where we can get the blessings. That's what St. Paul know. That's what St. Paul said. Oh my gosh, people, go back to the Bible. Don't use your observation and say, okay, he's right, he's right, he's right. Go to the Bible. That's the only way we can know whether we're on the right track. That's the only way. Michael, come quickly. That's the only way we can know that we're on the right track. We have to go to the Bible.
Mm-hmm. 391. We will stand as we sing the song. 391. Please stand. 391. The church is one
foundation, is Jesus Christ the Lord.
She is his new creation by water and